There's only one house in Rockford designed by the man many consider the greatest American architect. And that house is the only one Frank Lloyd Wright designed to make life better for a man in a wheelchair.
Looking out at nature is really great. And looking at the beauty of the house.
It's Ken Lorentz's house. He's lived there for nearly 60 years.
It's something that you're unconscious of, but you really soak it in as you're looking at it. And I know I do.
It's known as the Laurent House, a 2,200-square-foot home that's unmistakably Frank Lloyd Wright. Although most passersby have probably never noticed it in the way it's tucked into its acre along busy Springbrook Road. Laurent is a disabled World War II veteran. A spinal tumor took the use of his legs right after he got out of the service. And in 1948, Ken's wife Phyllis got something in the mail that would change their lives.
I saw an article in the House Beautiful magazine, and it was describing the house that had no barriers, you know, it was all open plan. And I read it, and I thought, So I showed it to Ken, and he agreed,
Phyllis and Ken decided that Frank Lloyd Wright was just the architect to design their house in Rockford, a home with wide doors and wide hallways, a home with room enough to maneuver a wheelchair freely. Within a month, they had a face-to-face meeting with Wright, and he agreed. And then the waiting began. Months passed. No plans.
So I called up to Gene Messling, his secretary, and I said, "Are the plans ready yet?" And he said, "Just be patient." He said, "It'll be worth it in the long run."
This happened again and again, and then a response from the man himself.
Mr. Wright sent me a one-line letter saying for me to be patient, that it would be worth it in the long run.
Within a year, they had the plan in hand. The flat roof, the curving symmetry, radiant heat in the floors, a 60-foot window wall, no steps, no ramps, no barriers. Local contractors got to work, building the house and all of its Frank Lloyd Wright-designed furnishings. The Lorentz moved in 1952. They raised two children, hosted thousands of guests, and haven't changed a thing. It's still a bright, clean, living example of Wright's practical aesthetic.
What is it like living in this house? Oh, it's just like living in nature. The outdoors and inside just all blends in. It's just most enjoyable.
We've enjoyed it very much for 60 years, and a wonderful house to live in. I have to move on to assisted living because my body's just running down. That's going to be hard to leave. We're going to miss the beauty of the house, miss the nature outside, and
Ken Lorentz credits his house for his full life, for the normalcy and the responsibility.
That's probably why I'm 92. Mr. Wright, when he sat down to the piano, he said, "I don't know if I'm playing the piano or the piano is playing me." And from that I took, "I'm not sure that I'm living for the house or the house is living for me."
The house, with all of its original furniture and fixtures, goes up for auction Thursday the 15th. Bids start at $480,000 and are expected to go as high as $750,000. It's hard to say. It's not every day a Frank Lloyd Wright home hits the market, especially one that's fully furnished with a little extra historic significance. And this is where Jerry Heinzeroth comes in.
Architects, students, designers need to see what can be done and still meet the needs of an aging population.
Heinzeroth wants to help the Lorentz get their fondest wish for their home to become a museum, a working museum, a place to learn.
The design allowed Ken to pull into his carport, get out of his car, transfer to his wheelchair, and then decide, do I want to go across the carport and get into the tool shed? Do I want to go around the corner of the house and go to the terrace? Do I want to go in the back door? Do I want to go in the front door? He could do any one of these things without a single impediment. So it makes a great party house.
So Heinzeroth is heading up fundraising efforts for the Lorentz House Foundation. They're trying to be the top bidder at auction and then open the house to the public. For tourists, for architecture students, for Rockford residents who never knew they had a Wright home in the middle of town. Since the auction was announced, the foundation has managed to get a $75,000 commitment from the city of Rockford and a pledge of $500,000 in matching funds from the state. But it's going to take a lot of support from donors and other foundations to get them there, with only a week to go before the auction takes place in Chicago. While at least one expert says he'd like to see it remain a private residence, as Wright intended, Heinzeroth thinks the Laurent House is better suited to being a public place now.
If you're someone who loves the things around you and you're moving from a conventional house, you won't last very long in a Frank Lloyd Wright house. You have to accept the fact that the house is going to dominate your life.
Plus, if it's a museum, Ken and Phyllis Laurent can visit their home anytime, no matter where they live. They've got a lot of stories to share. Their business dealings with Wright developed into a friendship. They attended parties at Taliesin, and he even stopped by their house twice.
He walked through the house. He had a walking stick, and he tapped things as he went through. And I can remember him standing in front of the fireplace in our bedroom, and he looked at it, and he said, "Oh, that's how that turned out." You know, a little notch in the brickwork.
So if it becomes a museum, Ken would like it to feel lived in. And Penny Johnson says she wants as much of the Laurent's magic to remain in the house. She's their favorite former waitress turned home assistant. She says there's something in the air.
You know, they have such a loving, kind relationship with each other and with everyone that comes their way. It's just beautiful here. Certainly deserves to go on, you know, in their name, in their memory, in the memory of, you know, Frank Lloyd Wright.
Ken Laurent understands the house could be bought by an individual and he may never see it again. But he's kind of counting on a successful bid by the Friends Group.
That way I can come back in 2090 and it'll still be here just like this. I don't want to change, and I hope they don't change it, because this is the way it's supposed to be.
The auction is at 4 o'clock on December 15th. The Community Foundation of Northern Illinois is accepting contributions for the bid by the Friends Group up until then. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.